Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday, 20 minutes away from the Wendy Zone. Wendy Adams joins us at 11:40. But it's Tuesday at 11:20. That means our guy DJ Shockley joins us. Not only are we going to be able to talk SEC football with Shock, and we'll get a Falcons question in too, but Shock's going to be a part of the Georgia broadcast this weekend, which is very exciting and means that Shock gets to be in a place again that most of us don't get to be. So that's fun. That's going to be fun on Saturday.
What up? Malcolm, I have to correct you for a second. I am not a part of the Georgia broadcast because I cannot be the guy that's the homer for this particular game. So I am on the broadcast for the game.
Sorry, on the Georgia-Arkansas broadcast, not one way or the other, but we'll be a part of the broadcast on Saturday. And we'll get to that in a minute. I want to ask about what happened on Sunday with the Falcons. Like, you've been a part of a lot of different football teams. How do you not let a loss like that last? How do you not let it linger? How do you not let it derail you?
Bruh, that hurt. I'm not going to lie. I'm in Mercedes Benz with Arch and Wes, as they're calling the game because we're doing a post game show after it. We're watching all this unfold, and watching it unfold was just as bad as being, of course, like everybody knows, back in that Super Bowl, which was tough as well. But when you have a game like this where you feel like you pretty much dominated the ball game and then you don't finish the ball game, I think in your mind, they won't say it, but you start to question, why can't you finish games? Why aren't you able to put teams away? Why did this happen to us? And the only thing that you can really put your hat on is this is just the second game of the season, and you have time to get it right. Now, this was the middle of the season or towards the end of the season. There are a lot of other factors that come into play, and everybody starts thinking about their future. But now you're two games in. You have an opportunity to remedy that situation by coming out and playing better the following week and learning from it. And all these guys are pros. All these guys understand that, you know, their job's on the line when things like that happen, and they're going to start looking at everybody to kind of right the ship. So all these guys understand that cannot happen again. So I guess the biggest thing that helps you is you learn from it and you have to move on, because if not, it's going to be a long year, and a lot of guys who are here now will not be next year.
Shock, what can they learn from it? I mean, I know I'm sure people might want a different perspective, but what can they learn from it?
You know, I think obviously that last part of the game, the onside part of it, you can go back and you can learn a lot of different ways to go about it, because obviously there are guys in that spot who probably thought it wasn't going 10 yards and can just let it go, or there's the aggressive part of it, and you can ideally as a coach say, hey, if we get in this situation again, we're going to be aggressive. We're going to go for the football instead of letting those kind of weigh out in the guy's head of what should I do, what shouldn't I do, and a lot of guys kind of playing it out. I think offensively there were some times where you had some mistakes that you can learn from. Defensively, you had some bust on the back end. I remember the tight end Schultz was wide open on a naked bootleg one time because – of Keanu Neal looking in the backfield and not really reading his keys. There's so many things that, as you know, Randy, we can learn from by watching that film, and you can obviously make the corrections. So you can hopefully that is the case.
Yeah, let's hope so. I mean, look, everybody's on the same page. We want the Falcons to figure it out, play better, win football games, and give people something to be excited about.
No doubt. And
hopefully they do. Look, if you can learn from failure, the Falcons are going to be the smartest team in the NFL. Hopefully they get there. All right, it's also opening week for SEC football, obviously Georgia and Arkansas this weekend. Do you think if all things were equal, Shock, and JT Daniels was cleared already, would DeJuan Mathis still be the front runner to start?
You know what? That's tough to say without being there to watch practice. I can only go off the things that I've heard. But I think even with JT Daniels being fully healthy and cleared, DeJuan Mathis still gets a shot. Because I still go back to the last couple years, Kirby has wanted to have a guy at the helm that can move, that can put a lot of stress on the defense with his legs, but also can throw the football down the field. And for the last few years, you haven't had that. And you look around the country, you look around this league, and there are guys who can hurt you with their legs, with their zone reads, can hurt you when things break down, if you get outside the pocket to create. Look around the National Football League, what Russell Wilson's doing, or Cam's on. I mean, everybody has somebody to that kind of fashion, and they're playing really successful. So I think Kirby has wanted that type of guy for a long time, and now he has that guy in the mold. He had Justin Fields in it. He went out and got Jamie Newman. Now he has a DeJuan Mathis who's already in the wings, who's been there, who they're really excited about it. And they're talking about it has been really impressive. So I think regardless if he was still 100%, DeJuan Mathis will still be getting a nod and getting a chance to see what he's about in the game.
Okay, with all this, why Stetson Bitten come out and be the starting quarterback Saturday? So, you know. I mean, with all that.
He's not afraid to throw. He's not afraid to throw.
Yeah. Hey, Shock, with that being said about him possibly being the starting quarterback this weekend against Arkansas, how do you think the game plan will go? Because this is his first start, Shock, first time in contact in a long time. How do you see them coming out if he is a starter for Georgia on Saturday?
Kind of one series at a time. I think by game plan, you put some stuff in that gives him an opportunity to get his feet wet. And with a guy like a mobile guy like DeJuan, the things that got me going as an athletic guy was first time getting hit or running a bootleg where I can get out and I can run, I can move, and I can get acclimated to the game, or a nice quick short pass, or, you know, all those little things get you going. But also that run game, turn around, hand off to Zamir, James, Kendall, whoever's back there, and all of a sudden it's second and two, second and four, third and one, third and three. Now those play calls are a little bit easier. And it's third and long, then, hey, you got an opportunity to throw it down the field, and maybe he's not comfortable and ready to pull the trigger just yet because he doesn't want to make any mistakes. So I think to start the ball game, it's going to be doing it in small fashions, getting them involved in the game, short, quick throws to let them know, hey, I can feel this game. I understand where my emotion is in this game. We know both those guys getting the chance to play. It's going to be one of those situations where, like you mentioned, they both haven't been hit. They both haven't been in some live game action in a long time. So you got to get them acclimated into the ball game before you start throwing posts and corners and all that kind of stuff.
DJ Shockley joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, getting ready for SEC football coming up this weekend. What are you looking for from the offensive line with Georgia? A lot of talent gone, either in the NFL or at other schools. A lot of talent coming in, just young talent, haven't played a lot. What are you hoping to see from these guys on Saturday?
I expect the group to play well. I'll be honest. With a guy like Matt Luke, I've had the opportunity to call a couple Ole Miss games over the past couple of years and understand the style of coaching that he has. And I think we saw the style in which he goes after it when he was able to come here and get a chance to get started with these guys heading into the Sugar Bowl. And a lot of these guys have played. A lot of these guys have some experience. Warren Erickson is a guy who played every snap in that Sugar Bowl. We know Sawyer is a guy who lost some weight, has really fine-tuned his body and got better. Ben Cleveland has played over the years. Trey Hill played every game last year from that center spot. So they have some guys who have some experience. Now they're going to get the opportunity to play. But I think it ultimately comes down to the coach that is coaching them, which is Matt Luke, and who is an offensive line guy, played the position, and understands what it takes to get the most out of those guys. I think they will be ready. I think they will play. I don't think they will be the weak link of that offense at all.
And Shock, you know, we talk about the quarterback, the offensive line. Well, when there are obvious passing downs, I mean, we know George Pickens, we know what he can do, but who's a guy that you think, I know, you know, I'm a homer for Kyrus Jackson because he's a Peach County boy, but I mean, who are some of these guys that need to step up for them just in case when they do have to pass the football?
Randy Mac Kyrus is a good name, man. He's a guy that's flashed a lot, I know, in camp. They talked about the way he came out and got bigger, stronger, faster. Obviously, Demetrius Robinson. Kirby talked about him just yesterday about how when he first got there, he wasn't as physical for this league and he had to learn how to play in this league. And then they say he's gotten bigger, he's gotten faster, he's gotten stronger. He's been around for a couple years now. He's expected to have a big role. And the other guy I think is Matt Landers, big, tall guy who can stretch the field but also has been really good in the intermediate part of the ball game for him. So a couple guys who are going to make a name for themselves coming out this weekend. And I expect Matt Landers, Robertson, to kind of pick up the load after losing Blaylock. And we all know Pickens is going to be the go-to guy when they need a big play.
What about defensively? I know, you know, you read the no-name defense and stuff like that. There's a lot of potential stars on that side of the football. Who are you expecting to sort of make it so we're not calling them a no-name defense anymore after the first couple weeks of the season?
Well, I think the number one thing they got going for them is they have leaders at all three levels. And when you talk about all three levels, from the D-line to linebackers to the secondary, you have some experience. You have guys who have played at a top-notch level in this league. Aziz Ojulari, who had 5.5 sacks last year, yeah, is coming back, and he was, you know, he's just going to be a redshirt sophomore. Monty Rison, right in the middle of that defense, led the team in tackles last year, sideline to sideline, downhill thumper type of guy who – we'll always get this defense lined up, ready to go. And then the big win is having Richard LeCount back on that back end, a guy who I had a chance to go to the National Football League but had 3 interceptions last year, had a couple forced fumbles. He is a guy who seems to be always around the football. And you got a bunch of guys who are going to make a big name for themselves. N'Kobe Dean is another guy. Nolan Smith, Quay Walker. I mean, they are very deep at that linebacker in that front seven spot. So they're going to have some guys who can get after you. They have some one of those kind of hybrid guys in there, two or three of those guys who can rush the passer. So they're deep on that defensive side. There's going to be a bunch of names that you hear this year that are going to be talked about for the next couple of years.
Well, Shock, we appreciate the time. As always, can't wait to see you being an objective journalist on the sideline on the SEC Network on Saturday afternoon. Thank you.
Hey, bro, have a good call, my man.
Appreciate it, Max.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.